So I'm standing around with some of the Berkeley High kids here, and I want to talk about food, because I think that's one of the most fun things about Japan is the unusual food and what's good and what's bad. First off, did everybody have their octopus balls this morning? That's one of the specialties of Osaka. I'm not exactly sure what they are. I think they're octopus inside some dough.
Oh, the octopus
and they're
balls.
Fried, yeah. Oh.
Did anyone try the mochi?
So what was your favorite thing?
This morning?
Overall?
Any time on the trip. What was your...
The mochi back in Tokyo was so intense. It was the best mochi I ever had. Like, the mochi back in the States is crap. But
mochi's good.
Yeah, they had a lot of flavors, too. It was like a gelato bar, only mochi.
I'd say the fried ice cream.
Fried ice cream?
Yeah, definitely. We found this little back alley fried ice cream place, and we bought 20 little packages and got them stored in our freezer. Yeah.
How's the sushi been?
I mean, we went to a sushi, kind of a sushi float place. And
sushi bar.
The best sushi I've had, actually, ever.
And usually we stay away from those boat places in the U.S., but I think they're
really good, and they just do it so well. It's fresh.
What about you guys? Food. Tell me about your food experience.
All positive thus far.
Tell them about the cheap.
The worst meal I've had was better than 90% of all Japanese establishments in America.
I think it's hard to find bad food here. At least I haven't seen it so far.
Except for like McDonald's.
Most of my meals
and
cost
the American food
$3 or $4.
Yeah. You can get...
What were you saying?
The pancakes that I'm currently chewing are not extremely delicious.
Well, you had to pick American food.
All they offer here.
It's not true.
You just staying in.
All right. What about natto?
Oh, natto. I love natto. It's so intense. It smells funny, but it's like, it's this beans and ferments. It's awesome. It looks like beans cheese.
Fermented soybeans? Does everybody have
that? I haven't had that, no.
It's a different kind of bean, but
soybeans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fermented soybeans. They have it at breakfast. Everybody give it a try. It's it's real stringy.
I know. Yeah, it's stringy. It looks like beans and cheese, but it's not.
I mixed it all together, and I didn't eat it.
What about those food courts? Are they pretty amazing?
Yeah. They're great, yeah.
Have you ever seen food courts like that here or over in the U.S.?
What about the noodle house where you had to buy, like, a coupon, and then you went in and you gave it to them and they would give
like
it to
you? Yeah,
like
a vending machine. You got a receipt?
We ate there. Or we ate a place like that. That was like, our best meal, and it cost, like, 300 yen.
Yeah. What is this? The udon noodles with the... You
the
get
tempura
them
block?
So good.
That's what we had, too, yeah.
And then we went gambling.
You weren't actually gambling.
We went to the actual gambling place. Saucy one big.
What kind of gambling?
Slots.
Well, we tried pachinko, which is a little game with like, it's kind of like pinball, except you don't really have rubber beater things.
Rubber whackers. Balls fall from the top of the machine, and if you get into a right hole, it'll spin like slots. And the point is to match up the slots, and you win jackpot.
Which means lots of balls come out.
Is it totally random, or do you have any control?
You have the control over the speed of of how it shoots out.
The trajectory of the balls.
Actually takes some skill.
But then we went out to the regular slot machines, which are, I think, a little different. I don't know. I don't gamble in the U.S.
So who won?
I won.
How much?
I won about $70.
Really?
And
hey, my
Kai lost big.
And you guys can gamble at your age?
Yeah. Yes.
18 is the limit, right?
You can't drink or smoke until 20.
Right.
So no one's drinking and smoking, but they're gambling. Is it nice and quiet in those gambling parlors?
I actually had to leave one of them because I could not
the pachinko is ridiculous.
I had tunnel vision in one of them. I had to walk out and get hydration.
You actually have to like leave once in a while, otherwise
your hearing will go.
I was in there for 90 seconds and I had to leave.
Otherwise you just like you hear continuous.
We're recording like a thing.
So any more about the food?
No.
What about fresh fruit?
Fresh fruit? I haven't actually had
grapefruit.
Any fresh
they
fruit.
Really like grapefruit here.
They really like orange juice.
Orange juice, grapefruit, yeah. And they got grape. I mean, I guess.
But I think we're spoiled in California with fresh fruit. That's pretty apparent.
They don't have avocados here. Or stuff like that. Their orange juice is terrible also.
Oh, yeah. The thing about fresh fruit is it's really expensive here. And so everything is... It's harder to get and it's more expensive. So restaurants don't serve fresh fruit that often unless you pay for it.
Yeah.
Did you see the square watermelons or the cube watermelons?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They grow watermelons in boxes.
Oh,
and
that's
they
so
come
weird.
Out.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
They're
I can't picture
expensive.
That.
The fish
see,
market?
Like, yeah, see like a giant squid or something.
We saw the largest catfish
oh,
ever.
Oh, dude. Catfish in like
it
a
probably
small...
weighed 50 or 60 pounds.
It was like... It was
where
like
was that?
In Tokyo.
In Roppongi.
Yeah. Roppongi.
Yes.
It was like maybe 3.5
like
feet
just
long.
In a tank at a restaurant?
Yeah.
In a bit, no,
I have
yeah,
a picture.
That was a display.
Oh, man. That's true.
So what about the plastic food?
I can't that's really awesome. Comment
all
on
the
that.
Models
yeah.
The
pictures
the
and the models
lunches.
Really help
yeah,
because
yeah.
then
yeah.
The restaurant owner or
yeah,
whatever comes out and we'd be like, kurasai.
Yeah.
Or I just point.
And he just points.
Yeah. There's some whole industry like, somewhere of people like painting plastic food. It's amazing.
For Americans to understand.
I mean, Japanese probably use it too.
All right, anything else?
Housekeeping is housekeeping here.
Hatsuki
that's how they say housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Who knows how to pronounce their name in Japanese? Like, I mean, you
Kaisa.
Know.
Kai Fujioka.
I can't because there's an L in my name.
Sasi-san.
Oh, yeah, so how does it sound?
I don't know. My
just turn them into D's, right?
No, W's.
Mariao. I don't know.
Mariao.
I haven't heard anybody pronounce it.
They
said
white.
I'm
Garen. W.
Yeah. What about the originarity?
Originality.
Okay, who's got a favorite Japanese phrase? Just
oh,
kanpai.
Wait, no.
That's
good.
Hankyu.
Hankyu.
That's
my favorite.
And say get, because there was some comedian that everybody was crazy about, so they say get when they're making a joke.
Oh, and sunoi.
Oh, I have a final thought.
Wait,
on
dude,
hospitality.
What's that right?
We have to return the keys at this hotel every time you leave. We walked into the lobby just
funny.
Holding the keys like this, and
yeah.
three
and
people just ran up
bed.
To grab them from us. So that's good.
Dude, what's the one that's like you are very like I'm not the lobby.
Aratowa kawaii desu ne.
Aratowa steak
kawaii
desu ne.
No, Aratowa toko kawaii desu ne. That means like you are very pretty.
Oh, well you can say you are cute. Aratowa kawaii desu ne.
Okay, now one last thing. We're all here for the music. So how are those guys last night?
They were pretty loud.
God.
They were
you
moved
so back
loud.
Loud.
Was
so
good.
They were definitely like.
Their horn section was so good.
They mocked very
loud.
I
very together.
Yeah.
So I kind of preferred the high school man, the high school college man.
They
actually,
were ripping it, but they were not
really
swinging.
Quietly, so.
Uh-huh. I know they're
very tight.
Even on their trunk, like just playing.
The white guy could
notes,
not
it
could
not
swing
at all.
The
it
white guy
just,
could
the
not.
Straightest.
I think the rhythm section was the fault. Maybe.
No.
But everything else
no.
was so...
He was not swinging.
All right. Any last comments?
Zach's, trio thingy.
At the end?
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the
oh,
best
sure.
part of the night.
Yeah.
That was a good way to end it, I thought. Yeah.
I thought it was really nice how they invited us up there.
Yeah.
And the guy
Ohio
actually...
I would have gone if I knew if I had known the song, like, by heart.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to...
People are really into
so Akeem knew it, and... And who
Ari,
else knew
Ari
it? Ari knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how was that guitar?
Too hard for me. Too big, too high action, too
big hollow body.
Too thick strings, way off the neck. I couldn't even.
All right, there we have it from the students' mouths.